everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started 5 years ago. Oh, shit, I missed my anniversary. It's actually been 5 fucking years. It's currently April 5th. It's been 5 years. Ladies and gentlemen, I was out of fucking town for it. Hello, how is everybody? I started this 5 years ago for my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. This podcast, settle in, get strapped in, get comfortable. I know the seats in my car are quite comfortable. This might be a long podcast. We are going to talk about my journey, my quest, my trip, my big adventure I went on. We're going to make a pit stop. Well, for first, we need to make a pit stop at the grocery store. It's Friday. Every Friday, I test my luck to see if I'm going to get E. coli and drink some unpasteurized orange juice. It tastes so fucking good. And maybe a little bit of caffeine, and maybe we'll stop at the gas station. We're running low on gas. The public park over here that no one fucking knew about, the city posted about it. Now the parking lot's like full and everyone's walking. Thank God I'm an early riser. I saw one man on that trail this morning and he was lost, so I helped him out. I can't deal with that trail with 900 people on it, which there probably is right now. But anyways, we're going to talk about my trip, my great trip to New York, my great trip to Orlando. It was such a fun time. I know I have a podcast kind of talking about the lead up to it, but I feel like if you're here for the podcast, I should probably talk about it anyways. So the overall plan was the World Cup Stacking Championships in Orlando, Florida. This would be my first world since 2018, which was also in Orlando. It was my third worlds in general. I went to Montreal in 2015 for worlds, and I think that was actually that 2015 might have been my best tournament, and probably still has been my best tournament. I've kind of been on the downfall, but basically the plan was I was going to go to Iowa, warm-up tournament, leave for Orlando on a Sunday, and stay until Saturday morning, leave at 5 a.m. That was the plan. Did all go as planned? Nothing went as planned. Nothing about this trip really went as planned, and I am here for it. Holy cow, did I have a blast. So basically, Iowa was canceled. The teacher reached out to me that was hosting the tournament. It was like, there's only like 12 people and you're the oldest by a long shot. And I'm like, well, I could come down there and, I've done like tournaments where I end up coaching the little ones, which is, it's fine. I have a lot of fun doing that. I just need to be at a competition table. You know, it's different. You cannot practice what it's like to be in a competition till you're actually in the competition. So I planned on doing that, and she reached out, said it's canceled. My coach texted me, said, are you able to get a refund on your hotel? Because I think we're going to go ahead and cancel it. I'm like, yeah, I can do that. So then I'm like, what the fuck do I do? Do I drive to St. Louis? I don't want to drive to St. Louis for my coach's tournament. That's a long drive, and that's like 16 to 18 hours of driving in 2 days. I can't do it. So I said, let's come up with a new plan. Well, there's a tournament in Hartford, Connecticut. So I hit up my friend Mike. I said, Mike, can I come out and then you drive to Hartford? He said, let me ask my parents. And he got back to me the same day and said, yes. So I went ahead and I booked a flight. So I ended up saving $150 on booking my flight. So basically I canceled my flight. I flew New York, and then I was gonna fly New York straight down to Orlando, and it ended up saving me $150, cause apparently flying to Orlando from Minnesota in spring break is just expensive as shit. So yeah, I'm like, this trip is gonna be fucking awesome. And it actually ended working out even better because I was scheduled to leave on a Sunday. I switched it up and then I left on the previous Friday. So I left 3 days earlier. And what made that so great was Minnesota got fucking ripped. Mother Nature said, I'm gonna rail you guys with a snowstorm because I know you're trying to get out of town and go do something fun. So Friday night, it starts snowing, and the whole week, I'm like panicking. I'm like, God, it's gonna snow. I'm so upset. I have to make it to New York at the very least, because that's where my flight goes to Orlando, or I'm gonna be out a bunch of money. I just panicking all week, stressing over the weather. And it snowed Friday evening into Friday morning. My flight was at 5:40. And I believe it stopped snowing around 4 a.m. So they had like an hour and a half to clear everything. And you know what? Everything ended up working out. Some of my friends that were coming from Wisconsin, they had planned on leaving Sunday as well. They actually, the airline service offered a free flight change. So they ended up moving until Tuesday. So they didn't get down to Orlando until Tuesday. And honestly, I probably would have been really upset if I wasn't down there on Sunday like I had planned. But I made it out of Minneapolis. This was kind of a a tough navigation part right there for the driving. That's the beauty of this podcast. I made it out of Minneapolis, and what the fuck was I gonna say? Shit. The navigation wasn't that tough. I shouldn't be losing my train of thought like this. I'm gonna be right back. I'm at the grocery store. All right, so I figured out what I was trying to say. I made it to MSP. I made it on my plane. We boarded on time and I passed the fuck out. Sorry, I got my orange juice right here. Ingredients, oranges. Warning, this product has not been pasteurized and therefore may contain harmful bacteria that can cause serious illness in children, the elderly, and persons with terrible immune systems. Let's fuck it up, baby. So I made it on the plane. I passed the fuck out because, God, I had to wake up at like 3 a.m. What the fuck is going on here? I'm spilling orange juice all over. I can't. What the fuck? Sorry, apparently it's just not my morning. I'm struggling this morning, damn it. All right, let's get on the road. Let's not hit anybody either. So I get on my plane, I pass the fuck out. I text my mom, I'm like, why is my plane arrive so late? She's like, there was a 40 minute delay. Really? That's crazy. I'm so glad I slept through the 40 minute delay. Holy cow. It was, holy crap, this orange juice is sour. I love it. It's so good. So I get on my plane. Now, before I got on the plane, I hopped on Discord with some of my gaming friends. And one of my gaming friends lives out in, a couple of my gaming friends live out in New York. And one of them gave me the rundown. Like, it's 3 a.m. This bro's giving me the rundown. He's like, so you're gonna park here, you're gonna go to the Staten Island Ferry, you're gonna take this road right here, you're gonna make a left right here. Like, he's showing me everywhere that I want to go. And he's like, when you get here, you text my brother and you say, hey, I'm at the pizza shop, and he lives right here. You see this? Where he's like right there. So he'll come down. I'm like, all right, let's, all right, bro. We got a flashing yellow, bro. Yeah, I'm honking, motherfucker. It's not my fault. It's this dumb shit. This guy thinks it's my fault. It's this motherfucker. It's just not my fault, bro. So I hop on. He gives me the plan. I'm like, all right, this should be sick. So the first thing goes wrong. I get forced to check my bag. What the fuck is this guy doing? This guy stops at a yellow light or a flashing yellow, and now she just ran a red light. What are you doing? Sorry, I am so off track right now. So one of my biggest pet peeves about flying is I bring a duffel bag, right? It's a suitcase. It's small. I couldn't tell you the dimensions of it. I'm going on a fucking 9-day trip, and I have a duffel bag. The stupid motherfuckers that bring these giant fucking hard-cased suitcases with 6 wheels on it because they're too much of a pussy to lift the fucking bag. Oh my God, I hate it. Make them pay. Like, what the fuck? I shouldn't have to check my duffel bag because these dumb fucks are bringing these giant rolling bags on. It irritates the piss out of me anytime I have to check my bag. So I get forced to check my bag. So I have to take my thyroid meds out. And I had to also, I've learned, I lost my bag when we went to Montreal. So my jerseys were in there. So I always pack my jerseys on my backpack now, which is sitting under the seat. So that wasn't an issue. I also got stopped by TSA for my cup stacking timer. I'm like, God, there shouldn't be anything in that bag. And then they're like, yeah, it's technically bigger than a cell phone, so you probably should have taken it out. New York didn't fucking care. JFK didn't care. Orlando didn't fucking care. Why does MSP care? Why do they care about a little timer? Yeah, it's bigger than my cell phone, but who gives a fuck? Anyways, I make it to New York. I go get my bag. Mike picks me up, my friend Mike. And we go right to Staten Island. I don't know how long of a drive it was. And like, looking at the city compared to like the St. Paul or the Minneapolis skyline, unbelievable how fucking large New York City is. Like, holy shit. So we go to Staten Island. I pay for parking. I'm like pressing the button, add time. It's like 15-minute fucking increments. So I end up spam clicking it, and I'm like, it stopped adding time, and then it just gives me a whole bunch of time. So I ended up paying for like 10 hours, and I think we were there for 3, but hey, it got the job done. So we caught the ferry. That's one of the things I really wanted to do, was take the ferry. Like, he said, what do you want to do while you're here? I'm like, the ferry. I want to take the ferry. I heard there's a free ferry. It's basically the equivalent of taking a ferry to go see the Statue of Liberty. Like, yeah. Apparently this is the best hack. My friends from New York said the best thing you can do, take that ferry, you will see the Statue of Liberty, and it's like you got the tour of the place. I'm like, all right, sick. So that's what we did. Got to see Lady Liberty. That was really cool. Then we went to Wall Street, got to see the bull. I texted my dad that one, and he said, bulls make money, and something about pigs get slaughtered. I don't know. He said something like that. Anyways, so then after Wall Street, we hit the pizza place. I'm not gonna leak the pizza place because my friend lives like, I already leaked, he lives like real close. So we hit the pizza place up and I texted him and he said, I'm outside rolling a ciggy right now. I'm like, all right, sick. And he rolls around the corner. Sure enough, I'm like, bro, I've been gaming with this guy 3-4 years. It's been a while. I've never met him, and it was nice. So he's like, go get some pizza. The line's not getting any shorter. I'm like, okay. So we went and got pizza. Really fucking good pizza, by the way. Huge ass slices. Very much worth it. Then he showed us around. It was really cool. There was a little mall, like underground mall he took us into that was a subway stop as well. And I'm like, dude, we just never would have seen this if he didn't come along. So my friend Mike lives on the outskirts. It's kind of like the equivalent if someone comes here and they're like, show me Minneapolis. The fuck do I know about Minneapolis? I've lived on the outskirts of St. Paul my whole life. But so it's kind of like that. But this guy lives in the heart of New York, so he knows everything. So he showed us around a little bit. He's like, I love this. Because we were going up this escalator, and I specifically remember saying, wow, it's such a big escalator. Holy crap. I'm like, wow, look at that. And I'm apologizing to him. He's like, don't apologize. It's kind of nice. You know, I just see this shit every day. This is trash to me, but, you know, it's cool to you. Really fucking cool. He took us to the mat. He's like, what else were you told you want to do? I said, I wanted to walk half of the Manhattan Bridge. So he took us there. We walked half the Manhattan Bridge. At that point, you know, dealing with the city. So I learned real quick, I have to walk like I'm at the Minnesota State Fair. So that's what I did. I put on my Minnesota State Fair walk, and you just walk like an asshole, cut in front of everybody. That's how it is out there. I didn't like, they have like, you know, touristy booths set up everywhere. It just, God, I'd hate to live there with that kind of, that so many tourists. After, one sec, let me finish my orange juice. After the Manhattan Bridge, we kind of parted ways. And I'm honestly kind of sick of the city already. So we were there maybe 3.5 hours. I don't know. I'm meant to be where I am right now. I'm in a rural farmland road driving down it. There's actually more cars on here than I'd normally ever see. But this is where I'm meant to be. The forest, not surrounded by buildings and a bunch of people. It's not for me. So we headed back to Mike's place. Mike's parents cooked a hell. Listen, his dad said he'd grill for us. And I thought all the food that was sitting there was steak, chicken, French fries. He made some macaroni. I honest to God thought it was like for everybody. Like the whole damn thing. No, it was for me and Mike. Like, holy shit, there was a lot of fucking food, and it was so good. Shout out Mike's dad. Mike's dad is a detective, and he actually gave me a New York detective's endowment card that was issued by him. I guess it's something like you give your family out there, and you know, you kind of flash it if you get in trouble, and you know, they might lessen up on you a little bit, because you got a homie in the detective unit, that type of thing. So that's pretty sick. It's cool to have. What else happened? Oh, so we had our tournament. It rained. It poured rain. We picked up our friend Allison along the way. I haven't seen Allison in, God, it had to have been 5-6 years. It's been a long time since I've seen her. Actually, seeing Mike is my first time since Houston. And I don't remember when Houston was. If that was 2021. So that's been a couple years too. I haven't seen Allison in 5-6 years. And we picked her up because she was on the way. We went to the Hartford tournament. At the Hartford tournament, another one of my gaming friends actually showed up. So in 2015, after the Connecticut tournament that I went to, I met these guys online playing RuneScape, and we've just been super close ever since. That guy probably knows more about me than a lot of people. We're super close like that, share everything with each other, been with each other through a lot of parts of our lives, and I got to meet him for the first time. He came to cheer me on. He actually brought me some natural spring water. He found a natural flowing spring out where he lives, and he's been going out there and getting mason jars full of water, and he gave me some of that. That was super good. It just tasted so pure, and it was really good. It was great to meet him and his wife. They cheered me on. They watched some of the stacking. It was really cool because I share so much with him that he was able to say, that's Peter. That's Peter right there. Oh, I recognize him. It was really cool. Him and his wife had a great time. We went out to Kane's Chicken afterwards with him, a couple stacking friends. It was a really good time. How'd I do in the tournament? I think I got 9th overall. 9th. Yeah, I think I got 9th. I had a pretty good showing, kind of built some confidence for what was coming. So me and Mike, then we drove back with Allison. We dropped Allison off, and then I really wanted to go to a Rangers game. So let me tell you what kind of a time frame we're on here, all right? I got 3 hours of sleep while I was, I got 3 hours of sleep the night before. I think I got 6 hours. So Thursday into Friday, 3 hours. Friday into Saturday, 6 hours. And then I had a flight to go to Orlando Sunday I had to be at the airport at 4 a.m. So I really want to go to a Rangers game, though. So I knew, fuck the sleep. We're just going to get absolutely destroyed without sleeping. So I think I got 2 hours of sleep that night after the Rangers game. So much fun. Let me tell you about this. So we get the Rangers tickets. Expensive as fuck, by the way. Holy moly. We're like, all right, we got to take the train in. I'm like, this is just going to be a great experience. So we get to the train station, and because it's been raining so much, they canceled a bunch of trains. We get there, there's like 5 girls waiting to go to the Rangers game, and a guy, he goes, they canceled the fucking train. They canceled the train. And we looked at him, and my friend goes, oh, no. And we had driven his shitty car because it was just in town. We would have had to get a different car to drive even further. The guy goes, well, how are we going to make the game? My friend goes, well, my car's not going to make it. So, and this random guy goes, fuck it. Let's go. Hop in. So we're like, all right, let's do it. So we hop in this random dude's car to go to the, he's wearing a Rangers jersey. I'm like, we can trust this guy. Let's fucking do it. So we get in, and he's like, those 5 girls over there, they're with their husband. They're drunk as shit. And they're like, can we ride with you? I'm like, I'm not dealing with 5 drunk hoes and a husband. Like, unless they're going to give me road dome all the way to the game, like, what the fuck do I get out of it? He's like, so I saw you guys, and I'm like, that's my way out. So, he seemed so fucking cool, like super chill. And then you know, he's talking. He seems like he lives a hell of a life. Then he starts talking about how he was just at a bar and he asked for two doubles to go, and he's sitting there drinking and driving. We're like, oh, but we're gonna make it to the Rangers game, baby. He starts talking about I gotta get gas here soon. He starts talking about how he was just at the police station getting his guns back because they were confiscated because he's in a domestic case with his baby mama, who he didn't push down the stairs. He might have grabbed her arm, but he didn't push her down the stairs. Like, moments like this are where I wish I had my recorder. I did not bring my recorder on the trip. But Anthony was super chill. We got to the parking lot. I say, Anthony, I'll pay for it. Like, you drove us, you helped us out. We got to the other train station. We took a train into the city. It's right under MSG. I wanted to see the Empire State Building. We saw the Empire State Building. It's right near MSG. We went in to the Rangers. I was so, the energy in that place, unbelievable. I could not have asked for a better game. They go down right away, 0-2. And the crowd was just dead. Like, what the fuck? You could tell they were playing sloppy. And my friend Mike's like, this is what they do. This is what they do. They just suck. And then they find a way to just kill it. They scored once, and that building lit the fuck up. Oh my God. They scored their second goal within, I swear, minutes. And that place was just so electrifying. I loved every minute of it. 0-0. Third period comes around. The Panthers. So this is a big reason why I wanted to go to this game. Was it was a New York Orlando trip. So it's only right I see New York versus Florida play hockey. And the Panthers are one of the best teams in the league right now, I believe. The Panthers score with like 4 minutes left. Like, God damn it. What the fuck? I guess we're catching our train. And then the Rangers score like 30 seconds later. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. It's tied up. They go into overtime. The building is just pumping. We have an 11:55 train to catch. It's like 11:15, we're like, oh baby, we're gonna be cutting it close. Overtime ends, it's a shootout time, baby. They go into four rounds of shootout, I believe. The Rangers take it in the shootout. Oh my goodness. The only thing missing from that game was a Matt Rempe fight. It was his first game back from his suspension, so they didn't have him fight, but that was such a good game. Unbelievable how much fun I had at that game. So that was like at 11:45, we had an 11:55 train to catch. Boom, we catch it. Our second train was canceled. We had to take a transfer. That was canceled, so we ended up having to Uber home. We get home like 1:30. I gotta be up in 3 hours to make it to the airport. I had such an amazing time in New York. I think the city, I gotta take in small doses, like 2-3 hours at a time, and then I gotta leave it. Like, it's just, it's not my thing. It's just not my thing, dog. I can't do the city. So I go to a different airport, JFK. I get in line at security. And security holds the lineup and then walks about 100 of us to a private security checkpoint where we all get through. And then we're just on a really far part of the terminal. Like, literally at the point where it's like gate one, and I had to walk to like I shit you not, like C96. I had to walk past 96 gates. Unbelievable. I get on my plane, head down to Orlando. I'm the first one there out of my friend group, my roommates, and I can't check in till 3. So I decided I'm gonna get some walking in. I just checked my bag at the hotel. And I walked around for a little bit. I got hungry. I think it ended up being a 7 mile walk, and then I went for a 5 mile run later that day. I got hungry, and you know, I passed Hooters. I'm like, I believe there's a Johnny Rockets down here. I could go get that, but Johnny Rockets ended up being closed for like a seafood place. So I'm like, let's try something local then. I end up at this place. It says American Grill and Scenic Views. I'm like, okay, yeah, that sounds like it's right up my alley. I like scenery. I like American Grill. This sounds dope. So I walk in. This place is called Twin Peaks. I had six peaks just staring at me in the eye. Like, holy moly. Apparently, it's the Hooters of the South. I didn't know this, but hey, we gotta see some peaks. I text my mom. I'm like, at a burger place. And then I said, I guess this is like the Hooter. I just wasn't lying. I was at a burger place. And then I said, I guess it's like the Hooters of the South. And she's like, yeah, you stumbled across that. Yeah, I bet. I really did, but whew, what an experience. They actually had a smokehouse burger, a smokestack burger, I think is what they called it. Unbelievable how good that thing was. Holy cow, that was delicious. Some of my friends got there like 2 o'clock. I ended up being able to get my room early. We all met in the lobby. We're like, we're gonna go bowling, then go grab some food. I met a family from Australia, which ended up being one of my go-to hangouts this weekend. I hung out with them quite a bit. They were loving America. If you asked the two little ones what their favorite part of America was, it's free refills, free refills. You don't get free refills in Australia. So that's, I'm glad they got to experience that. That was a lot of fun. We went bowling. I fucking suck. We went to Olive Garden, pounded down like 6 breadsticks, ravioli, 2 things of soup. The soup was really good. It was kale, sausage, and potatoes. Really good. Really, really good. Basically this whole 9 days, my diet was just thrown out the window. I had 14 weeks of clean eating, and then it's just thrown out the window. I was pounding gummy bears. I was pounding fucking cookies. Basically went to the CVS about 12 times a day to get snacks, and what an experience. Took me like 6 tries to figure out how to use the self-checkout without help either. I don't know. It was just confusing. They do it different in Florida or something. Use self-checkouts up here all the time. We're on some back roads right now. I like this. There was that. What else did we do? We went mini golfing. We piled in my friend's car, went to Portillo's. I had to sit in the trunk. And we went over like 6 speed bumps in the span of 10 feet. And it just, it's not fun not being seat buckled in and you're in the trunk. You're like, ah, 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 ah. An experience worthwhile. God, what else happened? We had the tournament, did decent. Nothing too crazy happened. Got first in the 19 plus head-to-head relay. Relay is my favorite, so we didn't do well in the 363, but we did well in the cycle. So we at least got something out of it. The medals were so cool. I'm like, I want one of these. These are fucking cool, man. Earned it. Honestly, really earned it. There were some really good teams in our division. And, you know, nothing else going well. Having that go well kind of just made the weekend like, fuck yeah. Partied it up, played Uno for about 5 hours with some Swiss people, which was an experience. That was an experience. It was Uno flip, so it was even more vicious than regular Uno. That was a lot of fun. We recorded a podcast as well. I have some American, let's see, who is on there? We have some Americans, we have some Swiss ladies, and I'm gonna upload that next week. It's like 18 minutes. I didn't bring my recorder, so I recorded it with my iPhone. It's fun. I was trying to turn it into like a Jerry Springer with, there was some tension on set that didn't end up happening. We play a little game that I think is podcast friendly in the sense that you might be able to try and pick up on it as well. I had never played it before, but I was the first to really pick up on it. I figured out what their game was. I'm excited for you guys to hear that one. What else happened? It was just so, it was such a great time seeing all my foreign friends. I traded jerseys with someone from Malaysia. So I have a Malaysian jersey. I got a Swiss stacking team sweatshirt. And I met a lot of great people. I'll put a link to my, I made a YouTube video of the experience. I'll actually put it in the description. Honestly, I came out of YouTube retirement because I knew this was going to be a banger trip. I used to make videos of all my trips, but kind of got away from that. In the last, I haven't uploaded in 4 years. We got a, just warning you, there's some bikers biking. Yeah, overall, 10 out of 10 experience, well worth it. Lots of, I'll admit it, I was a little bitch, little tears shredded saying goodbye to everybody. It's one of those things where you don't know when you're going to see everybody once again. Switzerland is holding Worlds next year, and I'm definitely going to make an effort to go to that. I know my dad said that he'd love to go see Switzerland too, so I'm hoping we can make a little weekend out of it. What I would like is to go for like a week and a half or something, so that way I can spend, you know, 5 days with my dad, because they know, they've been to these tournaments, and like my mom experienced it one time and she just didn't want to go to a tournament again in 2015. It's like they go to a tournament, I don't see them. I am with my friends the entire time. Like I mean, I help my mom make friends. You know, I said, you know, go out to eat with these guys, and she made friends real quick, but you know, they don't see a lot of me. So what I would like to do is go, if my dad would like to go to Switzerland, I'd like to go for longer than a week, and that way I can spend, you know, 4 or 5 days with him, and then I get to spend 4 or 5 days with my friends, and I think that would be a hell of an experience. So I'm excited for that next year. That's all I really got. It was a fucking awesome experience, guys. Oh, when we were playing Uno at like 2 a.m., I decided I don't want an Uber at 4 a.m. Fuck that. So I went ahead and switched my flight to 6 p.m. at like 2 a.m. And I'm like, maybe I'll get some sleep. I think I got 2 hours of sleep that night. I went to bed at 6:30 a.m. and I think I was up at 8:30. We played mini golf one last time. And then we went off to the airport, and I hung out with some other people that had flights for a little bit. We got some J Mikes, just chatted it up, said our goodbyes, hugged each other up, and yeah, it was a fucking great time. I could yap about it all day, but you don't want to listen to that. You got like a 40-minute podcast or so. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all I got for you. Venmo, PayPal, link is in the description. Follow me on Twitter at Thoughts by Randy. YouTube link will also be in the description. I want to thank you guys very much for listening to this podcast, and I hope to see you back next week. If I don't, I hope you have a wonderful life. Peace!